Good morning, folks. Welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. It's Deepak Shukla here, and I want to talk today about how to deal with days of low, little or lack of motivation to keep getting things done. Because we all have it, right? You have a day where you just kind of want to switch off and you can't really be bothered to do it. And, you know, in the world of entrepreneurship, for example, there's this idea of, for example, in that moment of low motivation with a particular task, then you can engage in this idea of switching tasks, for example. So you can switch, you know, for example, you know, living the kind of consultant lifestyle whereby you've got bored of doing the, I don't know, social media optimization for your startup. So then you're like, okay, let me go and do something else that's low level or that's just different. So that might be, you know, some operational stuff around ticking some dots and crossing off some T's. So I've just recently come back from military training, Alpha training. I'm in the process of becoming a British Army reservist just within the Royal Logistics Corps. So one of the things that is quite interesting, it's my first experience really, full-blown with the Army, if you like. We were away for 1 week and they've got these values, they call them sea drills. Let's see, courage, discipline, respect for others, CDRI, integrity, loyalty, and then the final one, S, is selfless commitment. So one of the things they talk about, which is really, really interesting, and I think it relates entirely to this idea of like, you know, oh, I can't be bothered, or, you know, motivation. Relying on motivation alone, oh God, it's going to get you nowhere. I mean, everyone has days where you just can't be bothered. Everyone has days where you just like, you know, oh, I'm feeling so pumped. The classical example of it is when you start, you know, you start a new diet program, you start a new company, you start a new podcast like I'm starting now. One of the things that I'm trying to really drill in, for example, in real time with this podcast, and, you know, I encourage you to do it as well, is this idea of self-discipline. Because on those days where you can't be bothered, where, you know, it's hangover day because you went out and had a hard Friday night and you got completely trashed, or you've had a really hard workout and you're up pulling like a late shift, or in the case of, for example, the Army, that you know, have been out on an OP at an observation point for the entire night, and then you need to wake up after 1 hour and head off again, and you've got personal admin to take care of, which means that, you know, making sure that you've washed correctly, making sure that you've had your shave, polishing your boots, and doing all those things that you could very, very likely get away with. The key to dealing with motivation and lack of motivation is, are you able to do the things that relate to self-discipline when nobody's watching? So what do I mean by that? It's doing the podcast. You know, what you don't know is that it's what time is it? It's 10:46 a.m. I'm taking the opportunity. I'm in Copenhagen. I'm from London, as you can hear from my accent. I flew in yesterday. My friend, Pernille, she's just gone to walk her dog. This morning I woke up. I've done my 100 push-ups. I did 190 squats, and I did horrendously badly, I might add, and you spit it up vis-a-vis an app, as well as my, you know, 105 sit-ups. So I've done all of those, and I'm going to go out and do a 1.5 mile run later. And now, while she's out, I'm boiling some eggs, and I'm obviously recording this podcast. Now, amongst all of that, the important thing I want to underline here is the thing that I want to get done is the actual podcast. And I'm forcing myself to do it even whilst I'm away on holiday, because I want to drill this in, to switch or to build upon motivation, to turn this into habit, such that no matter where I am, regardless of where I go, I'm always going to be recording this podcast and getting it out to my audience. And selfless discipline, what they talk about in the Army, what they don't talk enough about in the life of business and even relationships, you know. Selfless discipline would be, no matter how tired you feel, if your girlfriend or your wife or your partner's on her way home, you know, you make sure that breakfast, dinner, lunch, whatever it is ready, that you've either tidied the kitchen or you've hoovered the floor. Because if you can drill it into yourself and it becomes a part of commitment, that you can build self-discipline to get those things done, even when you can't be bothered, it's incredible what you can achieve, you know, the output. You know, I've got a lot of, you know, a couple of friends that I got recently banned from Quora. I wrote like 1,150 answers whilst I was on Quora in the space of 4 months. And, you know, a couple of people have come to me and like, Deepak, how the fuck are you just so productive? And, you know, to relate to my last podcast, it's also in relation to don't think, just do. You know, don't think, just do. I can't give you an in-depth blow-by-blow plan of where this will come out exactly in terms of where my podcast is going to develop in 3 months, 3 to 6 months from now. But I can tell you that selfless discipline, I do hope, is going to get me recording this on a daily basis for as long as I can, you know, happily do it and I'm able to do it, unless, for example, I'm away on military training where, you know, opportunity doesn't perhaps allow me to record on a daily basis. But regardless of that, in your life, the key to dealing with lack or low or little motivation is by, in those moments when you are motivated, is to build selfless discipline by forcing yourself to do it on a daily basis until it comes or it becomes habit. And this, you know, it's talked about a little bit in entrepreneurship. It's talked about a hell of a lot within the military. And I think it relates to love as well as life, because if you can commit to, regardless of what happens, it's just a small example, but always having dinner ready. Because the act, for example, of making dinner, if again you optimize for output and you do all the things that you should do to make it straightforward, it's really not that long. You know, I'm talking to you whilst I'm leaving this podcast. The eggs are on the boil. I've got some rye bread here and I'm going to quickly warm them up, and I've got some butter out. And I've also got my cereal that I've kind of half eaten, but I'm allowing for a less than 10 minute break whilst I record this podcast to make sure that by the time my friend comes back, breakfast is ready and we can continue going. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I fuck up all the time when I do this, but it's a lofty and worthy goal to reach for. And this idea of self-discipline is definitely what will take you through those moments of little lack of or no motivation. And I implore, encourage and advise you to build self-discipline into your life, because it really will make a huge difference if you're able to, regardless of the context, situation or scenario, do something as little as, you know, before your partner comes home, make sure that you've fucking hoovered the floor or that you've tidied up the room or vice versa. Because these little things over a period of time make a big, big difference. And they're really not that hard to do if you built self-discipline, because in, you know, the eyes of kind of, for example, just in general with sportsmen, is a great example of it, that, you know, there was, I'd need to look up the quote, but, you know, at that point where you reach your breaking point, it's just a mental thing, and your body can probably do up to probably 50% more than you think it is capable of. So, you know, in that moment where you're lacking motivation, remind yourself that there's people out there that do, I don't know, ultramarathon running and run like 200 fucking miles. There's people that do Ironman. There's cancer sufferers that come home and, you know, be the beacon of light and hope amongst their family. So you can definitely keep up the self-discipline to be able to do all of those little things that over the time may well save your marriage, may well save your business if you, you know, are consistent with getting out the posts, etc. So Pendle's back. Gotta go. See you, folks. Bye.